AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House won't rubber stamp the immigration aid package just passed today by the Senate. She says she's told President Trump some changes are needed. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats continue to stall on the issue.
Republicans have raised the alarm about the conditions on the border and have actually wanted to do something about it. Our Democratic colleagues have talked a lot about the issue as well, but for weeks and weeks, talk is all the House of Representatives have been willing to do.
President Trump, as he left for Japan, says that he's confident the differences over the humanitarian aid package will be ironed out. He was also asked about that gripping photo of a father and his almost two-year-old daughter, both drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas.
Probably was this wonderful guy with his daughter. Things like that wouldn't happen because that journey across that river is a very dangerous journey.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are facing off in tonight's televised debate. 10 of the candidates, led by liberal Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, will face each other on national television for 2 hours. The rest of the candidates debate tomorrow night. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Gerald Nadler, says he expects special counsel Robert Mueller to have a profound impact when he testifies before Congress July 17th on the Russia probe.
I think it's very important that the American people hear from Mr. Mueller as to what he did find, what the results of that two-year investigation were, and not have to rely on the misinformation spread by the Attorney General or in reading the report, which most people won't do.
In Florida, two additional deputies have been fired as a result of the agency's handling of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This is AP Radio News. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. appeared in a New York courtroom today answering an accusation he groped a woman at a bar.
Prosecutors have presented the court with a deposition from Gooding's accuser. She told police Gooding seemed intoxicated when he touched her breast at a bar earlier this month. Gooding's lawyer, Mark Heller, says he presented the court with video evidence to the contrary.
We have the video, which clearly shows that no crime was committed.
Gooding has pleaded not guilty. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Beth Chapman has died. She was married to Dog the Bounty Hunter, the reality TV show featuring the couple. Chapman died early today at Queens Medical Hospital after an almost two-year battle with cancer. She was 51 years old. Michigan officials publicizing that tougher sampling rules on water are going to likely result in more positive testing of drinking water systems with high levels of lead. It has to do to regulations enacted after the crisis. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. The best hair color routine is the one that actually fits your schedule. That's why we created Madison Reed Hair Color Bars, where our licensed colorists do the coloring for you using our award-winning ammonia-free hair color. With 98 locations nationwide, open 7 days a week, you get professional color on your terms. Visit madison-reed.com. Use code PODCAST20 for 20% off your first service.
This is Oz Veloshin from Tech Stuff. Your digital footprint is probably bigger than you think. A simple search can pull up your personal details, where you live, how to contact you, even past information, all from data broker websites. OneRep helps you take that back. They scan more than 878 data broker and people search sites, automatically remove your personal information, and continuously monitor for new exposures so it stays off. It's a privacy protection that keeps working in the background. Visit OneRep.com and use code TechStuff to get up to 60% off any annual plan.